When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Wendy Snyder sitting in for John Hansen. It's Your Money Matters. And Ezra Watlin joins us now, Chief Operating Officer at Get Covered Illinois. I'm on the website right now. And Ezra, I've been looking so forward to talking to you because I have a 26-year-old kid who will no longer be on our health insurance. And I said, you got to get online. You got to figure out what plans may be better for you than others. And it's very overwhelming, Ezra.
Hey, Wendy, thank you so much for having me on. Great to talk to you. And totally understand. Choosing health insurance plans can be really complicated. But the good news is we're here. We have a statewide team of experts who can help through the process that provide free assistance. And we have a great website, getcoveredillinois.gov, which has a lot of impartial, accurate information to help make your decision.
And a decision is definitely it, because if you're someone, and I'm sure there are a lot of soon-to-be 26-year-olds listening right now, and there are things you have to consider, whether or not you go to the doctor or a therapist on a regular basis, whether or not you take any medications per month. What are some of the things that you can throw out there to have people think about when they compare plans?
Yeah. Well, the first thing to keep in mind is insurance is absolutely here to help with the unexpected. None of us plans to get sick or get injured, but when that happens and we have to go seek coverage, that can come with pretty high costs associated with it. So health insurance is there to help make sure that that stays affordable. But with that health insurance, like you said, comes a lot of other great benefits, like having your prescriptions covered, having your annual wellness visit and your flu shot covered. Those are with no out-of-pocket expenses on the plans that we sell through our marketplace. And so really what this is about is peace of mind, just to know that you have coverage, you have access to the doctor, whether it's something routine or something that's more of an emergency.
All right. I am on getcoveredillinois.gov right now. And it is, first of all, nice website. It's easy to navigate. But here are some of the questions that I have that people may not be aware of. Special enrollment period. We hear all the commercials at the end of the year around November saying this is, you know, it's time. You have to pick a plan. But if you lose your job or if you turn 26, isn't that a special enrollment period?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So normally there's one time of the year to shop for health insurance. It's called the open enrollment period, where anybody can come and enroll. But there are changes that happen throughout our lives, happens to all of us, that trigger what you just mentioned, special enrollment periods. Those could be moving or changing jobs, turning 26. There's a whole list of them. I would encourage people to check the full list on our website. But basically, if you're having a change that disrupts your ability to seek care and coverage, it's good to see if there's a special enrollment period that will open up your chance to enroll. Now, it's good to know also with these special enrollment periods that they don't run for as long. Our open enrollment period is a few months long. Special enrollment periods are typically about 60 days. So with your child that's turning 26, for example, their special enrollment period will start 60 days before their birthday. It'll actually extend 60 days after their birthday as well. So they have a little bit longer of a window of time. But it is important to keep in mind with these special enrollment periods that there is a shorter amount of time.
Okay. And I think that is essential information because, you know, if your birthday's coming up later this summer, it's not too early to go to getcoveredillinois.gov and look at the different plans. For instance, there are PPOs, there are HMOs. I have to be honest with you. I have always gotten insurance through my job. I have always had PPO. I don't even know the difference or what an HMO is. Can you briefly give us a little education here?
Yeah, an HMO is a health management plan. And essentially what it means is that you will have an opportunity to shop within a broad network of providers, but it's sort of a closed network of providers. And so your coverage is a little bit more managed through the plan that is that you purchase. There are pros and cons with that, and sometimes that means that the network is a little bit narrower. It may mean that you have higher out-of-network expenses involved as well, but the trade-off of that could mean lower costs and more of a close relationship with the providers that you serve. The big thing that I'll say with a lot of these kind of confusing terminology pieces and jargon, first of all, you can seek this information out on our website. We lay it out so that there's good definitions available. But the other thing is, again, the free help that's available. I'll just mention that again because it's statewide, a free resource to you or any of your listeners. And they can get access to experts that do this every single day that can explain all of this in detail and can also help you weigh out the pros and cons of various plans.
Okay, so I'm on getcovered.illinois.gov, and at the top, home, open enrollment, special enrollment, news and events, resources about us, and get free help. So is that what you click on if people need to understand more?
Yeah, absolutely. So Get Free Help will take you to our statewide network of assisters. The place that you can also just find out more information includes the drop-down for our special enrollment period, as well as other great resources that are available. And then the other thing I'll mention is the orange button that you see, Shop and Enroll. That is where it will take you to begin shopping for health insurance. Now, I want to mention something that's a little bit unique to us for the next couple of months. We are transitioning to run this whole program on Get Covered Illinois' website in a few months when the next open enrollment period starts. But we're still going through that transition, and it means for the next few months, anybody that has a special enrollment period will complete their shopping on healthcare.gov. Once this next open enrollment period starts, that's when you'll start to complete the entire enrollment process through Get Covered Illinois.
Okay, and so there are steps before you enroll is step one, and you can click on this and it'll help you understand the terms as we were discussing with Ezra, like the premium, all those terms. Health insurance terms is the second one. I'm sorry, that's the second one. And financial help. Now, how does that work?
Yeah, so one of the unique aspects of our program is you can receive financial help in the form of a advanced premium tax credit. So essentially you receive a tax credit, but you get it every month instead of having to wait until you file your taxes at the end of the year to help offset the costs of health insurance. So again, it depends on your income, so it can vary. But what we've seen on average is 4 out of 5 shoppers that have enrolled through us can find a plan for as little as $10 a month
what?
Or less.
Yeah. Really?
So there's some really great, really affordable plans, depending on your income. It
right.
goes up from there. Yeah, absolutely encourage people to take a look and play around with that so that they can see exactly how that fits into their specific household income and needs.
Okay, and the final question, because we have to hit news, but the final question and I forgot it because I panicked. getcovered.illinois.gov. Here's the question. If I'm in here and I'm looking for me and I'm comparing plans, do I have to worry about like it's going to enroll me? I mean, can I put a bunch of information in there without signing up for anything?
Yeah, absolutely. You can get started just shopping and browsing, and none of that will be information that you have to worry about until you start the actual process, and you'll have really clear indications that you're creating an account, that you're going through, that you're selecting a plan, and that you confirm that you're choosing that plan. At that point, it would also ask for your payment information. That's the payment that would go to the insurance companies. So there's a lot of steps, and you'll know every single step along the way that you're really in there shopping.
Ezra, it is amazing to meet you. I'm going to keep you on retainer. I would love to talk to you again to help other people out there. Ezra Watland, Chief Operating Officer. It's getcovered.illinois.gov. And listeners, if we couldn't get to your questions, you can click at the very top banner. You can hit on Get Free Help. And all this information, Ezra, thank you so very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, happy to talk to you again.